This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he is aiming to begin a dialogue with the country's political opposition next month in Mexico. He said he hoped the United States would embrace the dialogue, which will be facilitated by Norway. In May, Venezuela's political opposition indicated its willingness to return to negotiations to resolve the political crisis in OPEC member Venezuela. Maduro has overseen an economic collapse in the once prosperous country since he took office in 2013. He stands accused by the United States and the European Union of corruption, human rights violations, and rigging his 2018 re-election. Maduro denies the accusations. Venezuela's opposition, led by Juan Guaido, has accused Maduro of using previous rounds to buy time in the face of diplomatic and sanctions pressure by the United States and others. Guaido is recognized by Washington and several other Western democracies as the country's rightful leader. Opposition groups have said they are willing to negotiate the conditions for presidential and parliamentary elections with Maduro's government. Maduro, in turn, has said he wants the negotiations to focus on lifting U.S. sanctions targeting the financial and oil sectors. He added that the negotiations would include all the oppositions. That's a reference to opposition politicians who broke with Guaido's call to boycott the 2020 parliamentary elections, which were won by Maduro's party. Robert Parris Moses has died at age 86. He was a civil rights activist who endured beatings in jail while leading black voter registration drives during the 1960s in the American South. An official who worked for Moses' algebra project said the family confirmed that Moses died Sunday morning in Hollywood, Florida. VOA News. Violent demonstrations broke out Sunday in several Tunisian cities as protesters expressed anger at the struggles of the North African nation's health, economic, and social situation. Thousands of people defied virus restrictions and scorching heat to demonstrate in the capital of Tunis and other cities. The largely young crowds chanted slogans calling for the dissolution of parliament and early elections. Security forces deployed in force and police blocked all streets leading to the main artery of the capital. Police also set up around parliament, preventing demonstrators from accessing it. Tear gas was used to disperse some demonstrators, throwing projectiles at officers, and several arrests were made. Iraq's Interior Ministry said Sunday the Islamist militants believed to be behind last week's deadly suicide bombing of a Baghdad market had planned more attacks. The ministry released photos of five suspects arrested, including three brothers, after last Monday's attack that, according to the official toll, killed 30 people and was claimed by the Islamic State group. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday the arrest of the terror cell behind the Baghdad market bombing. State television broadcast overnight what it called confessions from the five who were dressed in yellow prison suits. That's a common practice in major criminal cases in Iraq. It comes on the eve of the prime minister's departure for Washington, where he's to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. The Iraqi prime minister, under heavy pressure from pro-Iranian factions in his country, is hoping for a substantial announcement on the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Iraq. Indonesia's president announced Sunday the government is extending its COVID-19 restrictions by a week to August 2nd to try to curb infections. He said the country would add more intensive care units amid a rise in deaths. Indonesia has become Asia's COVID-19 epicenter, with hospitals overcrowded, particularly on the densely populated island of Java and on Bali, where oxygen supplies are running thin. Indonesia last week reported record high deaths on four separate days, the last of which was more than 1,500 deaths on Friday. Less than 7% of Indonesia's population of 270 million has been fully vaccinated. A Japanese skateboarder claimed a piece of Olympic history as the host nation enjoyed a bit of a gold rush at the Tokyo Games on Sunday. France inflicted the first defeat on a men's USA basketball team since 2004. There were 18 gold medals up for grabs, including a first ever in skateboarding. That's one of several new sports introduced in Tokyo in a bid to attract younger fans. Marissa Melton, VOA News.